This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And now we are so lucky to be joined by feminista supernovas, Annie and Maud Davies. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad you like the title, feminista supernovas. I made that up. I quite like it myself.
Can you tell us a bit about that, actually? It's a really interesting name. Why'd you pick that?
Because our show started, when we first started doing this show, we called it Retrofuturismus, and we were interested in looking at the future as it looked like from the past. Remember in the 50s and 60s, the future was really cool.
Yeah.
Like it was flying.
The Jetsons.
Like in Back to the Future,
kind of shows.
With our hoverboards and things
like that. Yeah. Well, you know, and now the future just looks bleak and dark, doesn't it? So what happened?
And sort of dystopian and Blade Runner-ish.
Yeah. Because the future didn't change, the present did. So anyway, that's what we started with. That was the kind of generating idea of the variety show Retrofuturismus, which we premiered in 2015 at 45 Downstairs. And then we did it again in 2016, but it was a new show. And we got, nominated for awards. And
congratulations.
Thank you.
And we got picked up for tours and festivals, and that was great.
That's amazing.
That was
great.
And so we're doing it again. But it's all new. It's all new work, and we're still mining the seam of the kind of science fiction-y, dystopian future, nostalgic for the present vein. And for that reason, when I was writing the media release, I went, what can we call ourselves? We'll call ourselves the Feministo Supernovas, but somebody told me it was grammatically incorrect, so it had to be Feminista.
No, it's an awesome name. And what about the actual show? So Brave World, this one's called.
Brave World.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, where did that name come from? Like, I'm just wondering, like, does it mean anything? Like, what does brave mean to you or something like that?
Brilliant question. Annie.
Yes, it does mean those things. It's basically those titles start as a generating idea. So the first iteration of the show was called Retrofuturismus. Second one was called New World. This one's called Brave World, and we take it as an idea from which to generate work. What does it look like? What does brave look like to us? What does a brave future, what does a brave past look like? But also, I came up with Brave World because it wasn't Brave New World, and we'd already had New World, so I just went Brave World.
And it sounds a little bit positive, and I think we could use a bit of positivity.
Yeah,
definitely. We're so excited to have you talking about Brave World, which is a show that is taking variety to a neo-high combining circus, demented dance, post-human posturing and prophetical idiocy. And it is coming to 45 Downstairs at 45 Flinders Lane, Melbourne next week. And tell us more about the show, guys.
Well, one of the things that we do is it's a variety show in the sort of, I suppose, the turn of the 19th century model, where different sorts of performances, so singing, dancing, acrobatics, circus.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things that we do is we bring in special guests each week. So we have a special guest for a week, and then the next week we have a different special guest. And we're really excited about this year's guests. Our first one is the Feminista Supernova.
She's the obscene sex queen, sex clown.
And eco-sexual, Betty Grumble, who we're so pleased to have because she is extraordinary.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
She works in a sort of a body works with the body in a positive stroke. She's a dancer.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's confronting. It's entertaining. It's illuminating.
It's very nude. A lot of it is. Well, we don't know what she's doing yet, but we imagine there will be nudity. So we'll just put that out there.
So that's really exciting. The next week we've got a musical theatre
supernova. Natalie Gamsu, who's been in Mary Poppins, and she's amazing, and she's doing excerpts from a show called Carmen, Live or Dead, which is about the love child of Frida Kahlo and Leon Trotsky, which doesn't really exist. That person doesn't really exist. But written by Iota, which is incredibly exciting because Iota is one of those people that Annie and I have been devoted to for ages.
And our last week's guest,
three.
and they're called the Tramps, and they're the amazing people, Gabby Barton, Demented Dance Queen, Sarah Ward, Aki Yana Alana, and Nikki Wilkes, who is an amazing actor and circus performer who's been around Melbourne for some years. So that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a spectacular show.
So yeah, it actually does sound like it sounds like it's going to be a great performance, like every week. It's going to be something different.
Yeah, you'll have things flying over your head, you'll have things flying around you, you'll have
people crashing into walls,
roller skates.
Yeah. I play the world. I'd just like to put that out there.
Yes, I was going to say, can you tell us about your roles in the show?
Yeah, I play the world.
it's a very demanding role.
Yeah, it is quite demanding.
We all rely on you quite heavily.
Yeah. I won't go. Annie and I are kind of the hosts, and we prance about, basically, is the best description of what we do. Prance about, talking to people,
singing songs, trying to prove that we are actually psychotic.
Telepathic.
Psychic.
Psychic, yeah. Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
We wear different costumes. We're just making ourselves a set of holographic
chaps.
Oh,
cowboy
awesome.
Chaps.
For our boot scooting.
We're thinking
number.
A mixture between Doris Day in Annie Get Your Gun and a kind of homoerotic leather man.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Awesome. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. And just quickly, what are your favourite parts of the show, like, that you're looking forward to? Do you have a favourite week, or do you just love the whole thing?
Oh, the favourite week. Well, you know, it's all new work, so we haven't done it yet, so we don't know which are our favourites. But yesterday I tried for the first time swimming in my scuba diving outfit with my goggles and snorkels and my flippers through the air with my gidgee, which is a spearfishing device, handheld spearfishing device, and that was really good fun, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, the show as a whole looks awesome. And if anybody wants tickets, you can head to www.45downstairs.com or you can call 9662 9966. And is there anything else that you guys would like our listeners to know about the show?
It's going to be amazing and great. And
it's on for 3 weeks from next Thursday.
Yeah, the 21st of June, and it's on at 7:30.
Except Sundays when it's on at 5.
Awesome. Well, we'll go over those details again later in the show so all our listeners know exactly when and where the show is.
Thanks so much for having us.
No, thank you so much for coming on the show.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.